Good afternoon, everybody. It is. I would like to concur and say that it isn't every member of our consortium. I had to just rethink again there up there earlier on today and say to one of my colleagues, was it in 2011 or 2012 we started this? It was actually in 2011. And to think that we have had such commitment from all the consortium members since, I really want to say thank you to them, because there's no point in a leader if you don't have the people to come with you. So thank you all very much. So just before I start, I'll just run down through my presentation is on mobilising community supports with the Living Well with Dementia project. So I would just like to thank Elaine and Jenny for inviting me here to speak this afternoon on behalf of the Living Well with Dementia project in Stillorgan Blackrock. For the next 20 minutes or so, I will endeavour to inform you of what the Living Well with Dementia project in Stillorgan Blackrock is working on in supporting the community so as to grow in being a responsive and enabling community in meeting the needs of people with dementia and their carers, who are very involved with as well, because if their carer isn't supported, the person with dementia won't be supported either. In living with dementia in a community that they can participate in and be actively involved and be a valued citizen of the community. And we're really, so far with our project, we're, as I said earlier on, it's really an open door, so it is that we're pushing, and it's really been very receptive. So my presentation content will be the community. Just to give a background on the Stillorgan Blackrock area, I know a lot of people in the room, we may not be familiar with it, but I've just given a small profile on it, because that's what I did initially when I saw this advertisement or expression for interest by Genio in relation to supporting people with dementia. Developing of the consortium as well, because that was key really in developing a supportive community. And mobilising the community in sustainable supports, awareness and information, and social responsibility. And I'm just going to finish then with a little video. It's about a 2 minutes video, and it's a kind of encapsulates. We had a tea dance there back about 2 weeks ago as part of the Baltina Festival, and we put into that just our musical memories, quotes from carers, members of the consortium, and participants, people with dementia who are involved in the project. So I hope we'll have time to have a look at that. So the community profile itself. It's in the county of Dunleary Rathdown here, which is on the east coast. It's on the seafront in Dunleary, which it would be recognised as being a very affluent part of Dublin. But on saying that, it may be it's a very high density population of older people. So it is. Is there 16 electoral divisions in it? I think in England you call them wards. That's what they're called here. And we were given a defined population size when the project, the expression of interest, came out. So I looked at the whole population of Dublin South, where I work as manager of services for older persons. The total population is 41,848. The population over 65 is 6,211. People then with dementia over 65, and you looked at, in doing that analysis, the Eurocode 2009, for 539 over 65 and 149 under 65 people with dementia living in that community. If there were all, somebody asked earlier on about if people were diagnosed, and I think that is a striking number, but I think it's a very striking number to think that it could be up as 150 people under 65 living with dementia in that community. The other very interesting point there is, I don't know if can everybody see from this area of the room, is the elderly dependency ratio. We talk a lot about dependency in healthcare when we're assessing people's needs, but there's also an elderly dependency ratio, and the Dunleary Rathdown County Development Board in 2006 did an analysis, and the county of Dunleary had 196 people to every 1,000 or younger. And as you can see, the national average ratio is running between 176 to 161. That has huge knock-on effects in relation to supporting older people and people with dementia to live well with a community, because every community needs a good age mix, so they do. But unfortunately, in Dunleary County, especially in the area of Blackrock, Stillorgan, and Mount Merion, the area where we're doing the project would be the oldest part of it, which has a huge knock-on effect in them living well, even as an older person, because you haven't got the intergenerational a content of the population that should be its. And I think the main reason for that is we all know the reason for why it, as the Celtic Tiger roared through Ireland, and I'd say it's even worse now, houses became far too expensive for even children of families who were raised in that county to buy in the county, and they all moved out of the county. So you have a lot of families, very old, with a lot of with no young people, and their families mainly less living elsewhere throughout down the east coast or up the north coast of the county. Or the country. So just to give an outline of the, it's a well-established, predominantly residential area. So there's no great businesses, only the local businesses that's generated, you know, with shops, supermarkets, pubs, solicitors, accountancies. There's no great employment in the county as such. Well, especially in the Stillorgan Blackrock area now, coming down to up further on, there would be in the Sandyford Industrial Estate and that area. It's a well-served area with plenty of social clubs, sports, religious groups, shops, businesses. But there's one thing very strong in, and in the HSE area that are working, there's a very strong ethos of volunteering. And I think, as one of the speakers, I forget which of them, Catherine, one of you said, to look at your community positively. And that's what I did when I went to bring this expression of interest together. Because like all our Meals and Wheels, we deliver over 1,000 Meals and Wheels a week, and every bit of it is done by volunteers. Cooked, sourced, delivered. Not alone all the other social activities that volunteers are doing in the county. So automatically you had good net groundwork to start on. The Blackrock area, then I'll just bring them down. The Blackrock area, DDE areas, is a very affluent area. Small pockets of deprivation would be very small. There's one settled travellers community complex in it. There's two sheltered housing units for the homeless in it. And there's 14.2% of the population is over 65. And this is based on our last sentence. So it is. Did I have a gun on existing? No, that's, I should have another one. Go back, how do I go back again?
The red button.
Yes, Stillorgan, I didn't do the Stillorgan one. Predominantly middle class, small local authority housing, and the population there is of older people is 16.3, which is extremely high, as you can see, and that would be the Stillorgan Mount Merion area. So then about developing the consortium, so when the expression came out, what I liked about the whole project and the whole ethos of it was the community development aspect of the project, so it was involving a whole community approach to it. So there was an existing network of older people service provided forum in the county of Tulnery, and it was chaired by myself as HSE. So there was already a network there that there was some great inroads into. So I decided to look at that. I felt then by going ahead and setting up the consortium members, it would be a natural fit and it would embed well into the community. And I feel that is happening in, every day. And then I've looked at the population stats and we identified then HSE Stillorgan Blackrock, along with my colleagues, as being the higher proportion of older people in the area. Plus, alongside that, it was a lot more challenging to us to do it because in the other side of the area that I cover as Manager of Services for Older Persons, it would have been, there would have been a lot more community spaces and community resource rooms and community centres from the Southside Partners perspective and RAPID programmes. I don't know whether you're familiar with them here in Ireland, you know. But in this part of that county, of the area, is, as I said, is seen as an affluent area. So it is, and there's very little public community space in it. And it has been, even from our own HSE perspective, we don't have any yet proper primary care centre in it. So we're working on the old style, very small health centres with one discipline mainly based on them, public health nurses. We haven't moved across at all into the big community primary care centres that we have in other places in Ireland. I think we're about the only place that is none in Ireland at this stage. So it is a challenge, but I think on doing that, it has created a better networking in a way, because we're all the time out begging and borrowing and looking for premises, and by doing that we're creating awareness about dementia. So yeah, even though Bridget will concur, it is hard work. So developing the consortium then, so I looked at organisations involved in older person services throughout the health services, and that was all the colleagues in primary care team, psychiatry of old age, and attached to St Vincent's Hospital, and the medicine of the elderly attached to St Vincent's Hospital. So we have a broad spectrum of members of those three teams on our consortium, so we have. And it automatically created a pathway, a great pathway of working with ourselves, even though it was there before, but it has strengthened it and embedded it more into the community. We looked at other statutory organisations and voluntary organisations, and they would have been like the council, the guards, etc., etc. I have a list of them up on the next slide that I'll run through. All then the HSE grant-aided organisations that we would, as myself as manager of services, would have service arrangements with in relation to, who are supporting older people in different forms in the community. And then all the NGO organisations like Alzheimer's Society of Ireland and SONIS was on the group as well. Then very much we looked at community groups, and this was what I talk about, voluntary community groups, people with dementia and carers on the consortium as well. So we brought in an information session together first, and then we had, following that then, there was a group that came together, and we had brainstorming, a lot of brainstorming, and a lot of hard work, and to develop and write the expression of interest. It went on until the early hours of the morning over Christmas and the New Year, but anyhow, and we did set out with a very committed objective of trying to achieve what we wanted to do, to be one of the four chosen sites. So then the biggest concern for me, and I notice a stipulation laid down for Genio, but it has actually proved the most beneficial to our project, I feel, at this stage. And I know Southside Partnership should be represented here today, but unfortunately, due to a bereavement in it, the person that was coming is not here, was choosing a host organisation. And this was the one for me that I thought long and hard about, how do I choose, where do I choose, because the funding wasn't allowed to come into the HSE or any of the state agencies. We had to find a place, a home for it. And then we had to find a home as well to employ the project manager and all the rest. So due to my work in the Older Person Service Providers Forum, I looked at Southside Partnership, so I did. And I don't know whether you're all familiar with partnerships, I'm sure you are, anybody here from Ireland. It's one of the 51 local development companies in Ireland, and they empower marginalised people to influence decisions that affect their lives and the people on marginalised. And I suppose the other thing, they had a track record in hosting. In the HSE, I would have known that we've hosted, but on a lot of the programmes we would host before was in the drugs and AIDS and in family and domestic violence and all of those. But I met with who was the CEO then, Marie Carroll, who is now retired, but Cormac Shaw has taken over. And they were absolutely open, with wide open arms, they embraced it. And being honestly, it has worked a dream, because their whole community development ethos has helped absolutely superb. And the buy-in and the knock-on effect it has had within the organisation and the sharing of information in our project has been really, it's hard to write it down, but it's visible and palpable there all the time. So that's just a running through of our people, of all the people, just in diagram form of the person. And in the centre, we have the person with dementia and their carers, which is pivotal, and we must listen to their lived experience with dementia. And that was the ethos of our project from day one. So it is. We have Meals on Wheels Making Connections, which was a befriending organisation and still are in the area. The HSE Primary Care Teams, Mount Marion Friendship Club, which is a community group. The Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, which are just based up the road from us in Stillorgan. Stillorgan Home Support Services, which is our home health services, which would be one of the voluntary organisations with grant aid. Department of Old Age and Medicine of the Elderly and Psychiatry of the Elderly in St Vincent's. Dunleer Rathdown County Council, which is the county that we're in. Kilmacur Croaks, which is a sports club, and we use their premises quite a bit, and there's been great buy-in from them. Southside Partnership, as I said. St John of God Services, they're placed in the area, and they are a lot of care of the older person in relation to dementia as well. SONIS APC, which is a national organisation for promoting communication with people with dementia, and the Gardaí. And I firmly believe that Gardaí are pivotal to have on any consortium in raising awareness and supporting people with dementia in the community, because they often identify the person with dementia first. I've had examples of it, so I've had where there was a community sergeant rang me about 2 years ago. It wasn't about a person living in this area, but it was in another area, where she was asked to go and issue a warrant, I think it was, I don't know what to do, for wasting police time. And I had done work on the Older Person Service Providers Forum in relation to older persons' needs in on that forum. And we also do all our protection of older people. We do it interagency training, and they would be attending that as well. And she said when her superintendent called it, she was the community sergeant, because they were stating this lady was wasting Garda time by calling them that there was an intruder in her house, and they'd given her so many warnings. She was a young lady, she was only in her late 60s, and Angeline, the community sergeant, said, I'll talk. She felt it wasn't right, it could be something else. She said, I'll ring Eilish Hesh and I know her and I'll ask her advice. And I said, absolutely. There was a number of things to help rule, you know, and she had been in communicating with her family, with her daughter, and they had been speaking with her GP, actually, the guards had, in relation to why these calls were taking place. But actually, then we moved on, and it turned out that the lady was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. So it was real reasons why she was ringing the guards. So what is a community then? This is the definition of community that we use. It's what the sports people live there, a place where people make connections, a place where people feel they belong, a place where people feel safe, a place where people feel valued, and a place people know and can contribute, and it's their home. And that's the Southside Partnership definition of community we took. So then our own vision for the Living Well with Dementia is that they live in a community that respects, supports and empowers the person with dementia, a community in which people with dementia are socially and culturally valued, and a community where people with dementia still actively participate in a safe environment. And it really is to hear their voice and look at what they can do and let them take a risk. So then what have we done in mobilising sustainable community supports? As it stands, we have a local volunteer programme, our Befrienders, that we have commenced. Initially, we held two very public awareness days in both Stillorgan and Black Rock Shopping Centre. They, at this stage, we have about 39 volunteers who have came on board, that they volunteer both at events, they befriend people, they've reconnected people back with golf, with walking clubs, with bridge, and with many different areas. That's hosted in Southside Partnership. We're also promoting intergenerational with our schools activity programme, and we also have got intercultural volunteers, which is absolutely superb. Our musical memories then is a choir we've started for based on the singing for brain aspect for people with dementia. So we have most welcoming of people with dementia. It's based on the community, in one in the council in Dunleerhtown Library on a Thursday morning, and the other one then of a Saturday morning, one of our convents has donated the front room of their convent to us. And it's supported by volunteers, both of these events, and we have engaged with a choral director in doing it. And actually it has been a morning out, and hopefully we'll be able to play a small bit of it later if we have time. We have started a weekly activity programme, and we, as I said, we've gone round sourcing places to hold this in. At the moment, it's in a Church of Ireland community centre at the bottom of Foster Avenue. That was our third home. But by moving places, we created an awareness about dementia. We have about 40 people attends there on a Tuesday, two physical activity programmes facilitated by Cell Blue. And also, every third Tuesday of the month, we have a drop-in clinic for anybody that's concerned about memory or concerned about their loved one's memory in the area. And that's manned or delivered by a nurse that has done further training in dementia, or as a member of the team of the psychiatry of old age. And also at that group, there's the peer-to-peer support and there's the carer support as well, because there's a cup of tea. Out of that has developed a natural walking group of a Friday throughout the whole summer, where the walk and meet in Blackrock Park across the road. And alongside that then, during the winter months, that walking group moved inside to a dance in a community centre and had a dance class. So that's, you know, growing out of that alone. So then mobilising community awareness and understanding. We have a major family carers event every 6 weeks. We started off about a year and a half ago, where we got a database of carers, of people with dementia, and that was through our psychiatry of old age, medicine of the elderly team, and members of the primary care team. And it was very much a focus group we ran first with them, and then we developed a calendar of events to hold throughout the year. And we have a talk every 6 weeks, given on their chosen topics, whatever that is, from managing behaviours that need management to the fair deal to understanding dementia, etc., etc. Out of that, then, we had a small group of about 12 carers that put their name forward that wanted to attend a hands-on caring training carers course. That was a six-week course, once a week held. And what's really marvellous about that, now out of that small group, they've developed their own support care group for carers with dementia, and they're meeting in a community centre once every on a Wednesday morning, one of the local community centre. So that's really building it into the community. When we started the family carers training, we started in a hotel, but we really wanted to get it into the community, so we went looking for premises, and we moved over then into Oatland School here, and they took us on board, facilitated us, took us on for our first meeting before they closed for the summer last year. The board of management said yes, they were, wanted to support the project 100%, and they've given us their premises ever since that. We had our Christmas party, etc., out of that. But outside of that, has grown that we've started a programme with transition year students and raising awareness and talks in relation to dementia. So we have. And then we had a major community event held last Thursday night, after which was done in relation to, we have a website, we have, as I said, the pop-up events. We had a lot of footfall by Bridget through the community, so, you know, in the area, going around talking to all the services in the area. And then it was also followed on by a mail shot and a personal calls to about 300 organisations. So we had a very good evening last Thursday night up in Kilmacud Croaks, who donated their hall to us, of organisations. And out of that, we've got about 50 organisations that wants to come on board with the project in relation to making them, their staff and themselves, more aware on how to support a person with dementia living in the community. Mobilising the social responsibility in the community. And I suppose doing the normal day-to-day activities, and that's one of the key aspects that our volunteers are doing in relation to supporting the people, befriending them, to get them back involved in their, like, we have somebody reconnected with our walking group, they were taken back to the walking group actually by our project manager first, and then now they're back, the walking group has engaged them himself and somebody else, and are taking these people. One man is able to walk with them on their routine walks every week, and then they specifically set aside one day in every 4 weeks to bring this other older gentleman of 80 years of age, who wouldn't be as physically as well to do the walking that he used to do, but they have engaged around him as friends and has reconnected him back into the walking group. Because one of the things that's coming out at all our events and working with people with carers and people with dementia is the one thing we're hearing all the time from them, their friends has dropped off. You know, and I'm sure it's the same in English. They keep saying, like, carers, and they tell it themselves. So I just play the video now. Maybe have we time, Elaine? Have we?
Yeah, we are. We'll just play the video now.
Yeah, perfect. And I'll just conclude then.
Want to
with...
do the little intro?
That's just...
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
So that really encapsulates all that the both quotations and what the musical memories and involving in the tea dance has meant to people. And then this is just a quote I'm finished for, and this I'm finishing off it. And I think this really, really, really tells. This is the walking group, the gentleman that runs the walking group in the local area that has engaged back to people with dementia. And he has said, to quote, as I say, to quote the volunteer, it's part of our being to belong to groups, clubs and activities. Even when a person has an advanced dementia, it remains in their genes to want to continue that activity. The very least we can do is to support and facilitate that. And that came at our community awareness night last night, spoken by the volunteer who runs the group. And I think that encapsulates all we're trying to do. Thank you.